Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to contemplate these sessions and their aftermath. Say welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices in the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, we'll see about the COVID concessions that the impeached occupant made to Bob Woodward and the lies he told the American people. Will it actually cost many votes? We'll take that on. Take on the rest of the cultural cacophony in the rear view. New lows for the AG. New low bars. Boy, oh boy. Susan Sarandon seems to be hinting that she may want to have another one of those redos of the Thelma and Louise political version over the cliff yet again. Oy. All of that and lots more. We got some great music. Your Forgotten 45s. New music, too, from Bruce Springsteen. Uh-huh. It's all part of the mix. Inspiration to action. And you're here, too. I'd love you to hop aboard and tell us what's on your mind. You're listening live. It is Sunday, September 13th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter remains a 24-7 oasis. Live or on podcast. Jump in when it works for you at AB Writes. And if you are taking off that live ride, you can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. It's all being held by the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, as usual in the booth, and Miller headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin', and fall is just around the corner. Their pumpkin spice lattes are back. Enjoy them safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And our pals at PopNet. It's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. Yes, they do. Feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Let's get into it today, shall we? Those concessions, midnight or otherwise, will they have an impact on the upcoming election? Weigh in on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
190,000 dead in the United States because of COVID-19. We just learned from the Washington Post columnist Bob Woodward that the President of the United States has admitted on tape in February he knew about COVID-19, that it passed through the air. He knew how deadly it was. It was much more deadly than the flu. He knew and purposely played it down. Worse, he lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months. He had the information. He knew how dangerous it was. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose. It was a life and death betrayal of the American people. Experts say that if he had acted just 1 week sooner, 36,000 people would have been saved. If he acted 2 weeks sooner, back in March, 54,000 lives would have been spared in March and April alone. You know, his failure has not only cost lives, it sent our economy in a tailspin. It cost millions more in American livelihoods. This is a recession created by Donald Trump's negligence, and he is unfit for this job as a consequence of it. How many schools aren't open right now? How many kids are starting a new school year the same way they ended the last one, at home? How many parents feel abandoned and overwhelmed? How many frontline workers are exhausted and pushed to their limits? And how many families are missing loved ones at their dinner table tonight because of his failures? It's beyond despicable. It's a dereliction of duty. It's a disgrace. We're going to hear a lot more about this, I'm sure, not just from me, but from the news media and a lot of others. But I want to ask you one simple question. What's the value of a promise? What's it worth? What's the worth of a woman or man's word, of a president's word, if it's not matched with action?
Can you hear them? They talk about us, selling my equipment.
Third Quay Show, wink and a nod to Meg in the PopNet chat box. And you talk too much from Frankie Ford. For Dondi on the Twitter feed, also Joe Biden taking some pretty harsh words against the COVID confessor, Donald Trump, of course, and grassroots. Midnight confessions. Question is, will those confessions actually hurt Teflon Don? That's the question, and the Woodward tapes were revealed, or some of them were revealed. More to come tonight on 60 Minutes and the big book tour to follow this week. A lot of people now, Trump included, blowing back on Bob Woodward and saying, you know, why didn't he reveal this if it was so important? And that's a good question. But it's besides the point because, as somebody pointed out today on one of the cable shows, let's not change the topic. The issue is President Trump and his leadership or lack thereof and the fact that he mismanaged this and lied and, frankly, cost thousands of lives. Bob Woodward might have it on his head, too, but Bob Woodward is a journalist. He'll have to answer to that and live with his conscience. I don't think I could. Where is the outrage on all sides here? It's crazy. And he's still doing it, by the way. You know, one of the things this week that I thought was astounding was the fact that he actually is said, he had the nerve to say, you talk about chutzpah to the max, that he didn't really lie. He doesn't want to panic people because he's a cheerleader for the country. He's not about panic. Panic is the number one thing. Panic, fear, and lies are the number one. Those are his, the hat trick in his playbook. So you've got to be kidding me. But it was also astounding that he's actually equating himself with Churchill. Now, I never thought of Trump being Churchillian. Even for Trump, it's a stretch and a delusion to think that he's Churchillian in any way. Yes, Churchill famously said, stay calm and carry on. But he also leveled with people and told them what was ahead. And if you were calm about it and went through a process of facing what was to come and had a plan, you could get through it. That was the point. With Trump, there was no plan. Let's just lie and downplay it, and let's have rallies. By the way, we're still having rallies. He had one last night. A third of the people were wearing masks. A third. Still, to this date, he has enthralled his cultists so much that they don't care, and they don't wear masks, and they stand shoulder to shoulder and spew crap and shout to the world his nonsense. It's astounding to me. I don't get it. But the question is, will it really change any minds? You tell me. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us for the live Sunday, September 13th ride, we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. A few folks chiming in there. In the PopNet chat box, William says, I think his base can't be reasoned with. Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's probably true. Ann says the base will find a way to rationalize it using the same purported reasoning as he himself uses, which again is this baloney that he was not trying to panic people, except he had no plan and he let people sort of walk in to the cave of death with these rallies. Herman Cain, Herman Cain, say what you will about him. Former presidential candidate, mogul in his own right, went to the rally in Tulsa. He's dead now from COVID. He didn't wear a mask. And yes, people have to take personal responsibility for their own actions, but if your leadership is telling you everything's fine, there's got to be some responsibility on that leadership, don't you think? It's crazy. Meg says, I hope so. Maybe I hope too much. I don't know. Yeah. David says, stick a fork in him. I hope you're right, David. I really do. Phil says, yes, a few, but Allison says, no. All right. I don't know what's going to happen, but I hope that people will take heed. This has nothing to do with where you stand politically. This is about lives lost. It's not Republican lives. It's not Democratic lives, independent lives. Those are American citizens, and we're inching towards 200,000 and more grim news to come in the fall. Dr. Fauci, of course, Trump likes to say we've turned the corner, where Fauci says, I don't think so. It's going to be a really tough fall and winter. You better hunker down. Who do you trust? Think about it. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. I would argue that Joe Biden had a pretty good week, a couple of good weeks. He's stepping up to the plate. He's sounding and looking more presidential. He's out there more. On the other hand, Bernie Sanders is tugging on him, saying he's not being progressive enough, though to Bernie's credit, he still says he's got to vote for him, but he wants to push him in the right direction, and that's fine, or the left direction, as the case may be. Do it, but get on board. And there are other people, like Susan Sarandon, who is making some noises towards not voting or voting for a Socialist Party candidate, although she later came out and said she would probably or she might vote for Joe Biden. I don't think she said probably, but she's not enthusiastic. We'll take that. I'll take that. But seriously, Susan, anybody else who's a quote-unquote progressive abstainer, I harp on this every time, and I'm going to keep doing it until the election is over, because you got to think about it. What are your choices? It's Biden, like him or not, and then push him in the direction, in your left direction, and toward the more progressive end of things when he's in office, or it's 4 more years and maybe more than that, 12 more years. Trump said at his rally last night in Nevada, we should really have more than 4 more years because of the way they treated us. It doesn't work that way. He's going to rewrite the Constitution. He's also said he's going to be vicious now, because how dare Joe Biden actually have an ad out that uses his words of the military being suckers and losers against him. So he says, now I have permission to be vicious, and the only way the Democrats are going to win the election is if they rig it, which, again, projection, deflection. Anything he says about other people, it's all about him. So keep that in mind. But for Susan Sarandon, we can't go off that cliff again. He did it 4 years ago. How did that get you? Nowhere. The whole election is part of you? Part of me, it's part of you. Huh? Ben Fry from that classic movie soundtrack, Thelma and Louise, on the Amy Beth Darkowitz Show. Wait.
Thelma.
I'll get it!
Thelma, I've not told you. I can't stand it when you holler in the morning.
I'm sorry, doll. I just didn't want you to be late.
Hey,
Hey, how you doing, little housewife?
Louise.
Yeah, I still have to ask Daryl if I can go.
You mean you haven't asked him yet? Selma, is he your cousin or your father?
Selma and Louise are going fishing.
How come Daryl let you go?
Because I didn't ask him.
He's going to kill you.
I left him a note.
Thelma and Louise are going to catch hell.
I'll have a wild turkey straight up and a Coke back, please. Thelma!
Oh, what? Tell me something. Is this my vacation or isn't it? You see his butt?
Thelma, have you lost your mind?
I'm Investigator Hal Slocum, Arkansas State Police.
You get your butt back here, Thelma, now.
As you know, we've tapped your phone.
What?
Maybe you got a few too many parking tickets?
Thelma, what happened?
You're getting in deeper every moment you're gone.
You want to step back and get in your car again, please?
I swear, 3 days ago, neither one of us would have ever pulled a stunt like this, but if you was ever to meet my husband, you'd understand why.
What?
Boys, shoot the radio.
Get off.
The police radio, Louise. Got it.
Thelma and Louise.
Hey, like the vacation so far? We'll be drinking margaritas by the sea, Mama Sita.
Sports car with the warm wind.
Ballad of Lucy Jordan, Marianne Faithfull, and Amy Beth Arquishu from the Thelma and Louise soundtrack, the great trailer for the infamous movie, and Part of Me, Part of You, Glenn Frey, also from Thelma and Louise. On the Amy Beth Arquishu show, where Susan Sarandon, of course, back in the news this week, I don't understand her at all, where she is hemming and hawing about whether she'll vote for Joe Biden. Last time around, of course, she notoriously sat it out or supported Jill Stein, I guess, in the end, was a Bernie supporter and wouldn't vote for Hillary, very vocal about it because she thought Donald Trump would start the revolution sooner, which maybe in some ways he has, but how's it working out? I mean, if you care about certain issues like you claim you do, on the left hand of the spectrum, and you care about climate change, I just don't see it. I don't get it. But a lot of folks are outraged about her behavior and her comments. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also open. A few folks chiming in on this one. Mike says, oh dear, Susan Sarandon voting for Susan Sarandon again? Nancy says, Susan Sarandon is a highly visible privileged actress who used her privileged platform to tell people to vote for Trump over Hillary. Well, I don't think she really told them to vote for Trump. She just didn't vote for Hillary, and still hasn't apologized for that, rendering anything that she says short of that justification to have her privileged ass dragged across Twitter, and it has been for the last few days. CH says, Susan Sarandon, terrible in math. She never understood the division, so how could I possibly know how I'm dividing a crucial vote? Again, it's a binary choice. It's going to be Biden, or it's going to be 4 more years and maybe more years because he thinks he should get 12 years. Or and basically just install Ivanka after he's done, or Don Jr., or whomever. We're going down the wrong path. It's an existential threat. And I know Bernie Sanders is making some chicken noises in the direction of Biden is not progressive enough, although he still says it's an existential threat and everybody has to get on board. It's okay to push him, but get the progressives on board with you and then push him once he's elected. I mean, push him now, too. But, you know, Biden is trying to straddle both sides of things, which is why he's the ideal candidate, to try to get some of those disaffected Republicans, too, and working-class folks who feel maybe they'll have a say in the outcome of things. But let's get him in first and then complain about it. That's what I say, and work on it, because it's not about the one vote, but it will be if Trump gets in again. And believe me, he will do everything he can, and the chicanery has already started with his business about telling people to go vote twice. I mean, it's nuts. Ed says, Susan Sarandon is best when speaking lines written by screenwriters. And Scrumpy says, I can't believe Susan Sarandon is so powerful that she can affect the outcome of not one but two general elections. Well, you just don't know. You just don't know how close it's going to be. It should not be close. That's my opinion. But unfortunately, it could be. And Adam says, your skills are fading with age, Ms. Sarandon. All right. And there are some folks who say that they should boycott all her movies. I, again, never go for that. I just don't believe in that. I just don't understand. Somebody said that, you know, she is so privileged and nothing will affect her. And it may not affect her personally, but it will affect the things she cares about. And certainly she's a woman who has kids and grandchildren. And the future of this country is at stake. And the future of things that she claims to care about, like climate change. The environment is very much in the crosshairs. So think about that. I mean, Donald Trump is still talking about raking the ground or the floors of the forests. I mean, the man doesn't know what he's talking about on so many topics, in addition to the chicanery and the criminality. It's nuts. It really is. One of the things that's going on TV these days, HBO has a couple of good shows. I know I talk about these shows sometimes. I'm a shill for HBO, but I'm not. But they have I just saw it last night, a special called Coastal Elites. It's a series of monologues that surround this COVID crisis and the Trumpian politics. Some fine writing and great acting. I got to give a shout-out to Bette Midler. Love it. Sarah Paulson, some others. Just really, it's intriguing and it's fun and it's moving and funny. So check it out if you get HBO. If you don't get that premium channel, you can also look for it. I'm sure it'll be out on download, DVDs, that kind of thing in the near future. Check it out. The other show they have on HBO that's fascinating called The Vow. It's a documentary series about the NXIVM sex cult, which came into the news a couple of years ago. I'm fascinated by it. Uneven, I guess. A couple of folks told me they think it's slow-moving. I'm kind of intrigued in it because I'm just fascinated by cults and how people can get enthralled by them, I guess. And part of it is also the fact that we kind of live in this world where a cult is running the country, with the cultists, the Trumpian cultists. But it fascinates me, and as somebody who's in the creativity coaching counseling business with some training in this field, by the way, it's funny how these people start these cults and they have no training in psychology. They just have watered-down principles that they take from wherever and put together some materials, and it's kind of a weak program. But whatever you say about the program, I would say The point of the exercise of the program is to help you fulfill your goals, which is a client of mine who's also watching the show says, you would be horrible as a cult leader because you kick yourself out of business, which is true, because what I do in my own coaching practice is I make people sign a contract for 12 sessions, which is essentially 3 to 6 months. It depends how often you're going to meet. And we see, revisit the goals. What do you want to achieve during that time? And then we kind of revisit it. And there's no steadfast rules. I mean, obviously people change. Part of the process is exploration, so it may not reach the exact goal. You might realize that that's not the goal you want to reach. All of those things come into play. But do you really need to continue for the moment? And people, sometimes I say, yeah, go take a break, come back another few months. Or maybe we do want to continue. And the reason is because I don't think any person, whether you're any professional, therapist, coach, counselor, et cetera, or any program should be a crutch for anybody. You need to, the whole idea is to develop tools and ideas that will help you in your own learnings and your own life's goals. But the problem that I have with these cults is that the cult becomes the goal. Most of these people that they're focusing on in the film are creative types. There's some actors, there's a guy that they focus on who's a filmmaker, which is all well and good, except what did he do? He made a movie, which got some attention, and then he joined this cult, this group, they didn't call it a cult, obviously, and he pretty much gave over his life following this troll, this Keith Raniere, who is the leader of this, who's now in jail and awaiting sentencing on sex trafficking charges, among other things, I think, with a few other folks from this group. But he followed this guy around and filmed him a couple of times and pretty much gave up his own personal goals to sell this program. He became a mucky-muck in the organization, which basically was earning sashes and spending a lot of your own money taking these courses and these workshops, which is sort of like Scientology does that too, where you have to keep climbing the bridge. I mean, anybody that has to max out credit cards to learn personal growth, to me, is already a red flag. And also, when people have no training, particularly in psychology or counseling or coaching, also is strange, like James Arthur Ray, who was a college dropout who worked also in telemarketing and pyramid schemes, which is Keith Raniere guy also worked in. He did have a degree in mathematics, I think, from RPI, but he didn't have any background in psychology, but developed this program and this idea of he had some other company that failed that was a pyramid scheme type thing. So I'm always wary of that kind of stuff. But the point is, when I go over things with people in coaching, the exercises, the principles are to help you reach the goals you want to reach or to explore new goals, whatever it may be, but it isn't to just teach the program. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. And it amazes me how many folks fall for this kind of nonsense. So that's why that show is fascinating to me. It is a little slow-moving. I had a couple of people tell me it's too slow-moving, but we're getting to the good part where they brand people, which is crazy, too, to give yourself up to this kind of notion where you'll be branded and you'll be deemed a slave. I just boggles my mind. But then again, we have the Trumpian cult, which is about a third of this country, that are enthralled by a con artist, a failed businessman, a vulgarian, a criminal, a guy who now is being sued by a woman who claims that he raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room 20-some years ago. And Bill Barr, the attorney general allegedly of the country, has now taken over the case and had the federal government support it, which means it's a defamation lawsuit, and you can't sue the federal government for defamation, so it's pretty much null and void if it goes through the courts. It's just delayed tactics to take it out of the New York courts. But meanwhile, who's paying for this? The taxpayer's dime. We're paying for his defense, defending something, because he says he defamed this woman by saying, I don't know who she is, and by the way, she's not my type. He always says that. The women are too ugly, too fat, too old, whatever, to be raped by him. I mean, it's just absurd. But remember Bill Clinton, when he was being sued? He had to get his own lawyers. So why is the federal government getting in this? And of course, Bill Barr is defending it. Bill Barr is a toady to the king. I mean, again, wake up, folks. Wake up if you don't see this thing going off the cliff in a major way. And I mean that to Susan Sarandon and all these progressive people who are going to abstain because Joe Biden isn't progressive enough. You want to see what this is going to look like when we have Trump for another 4 years, and God knows if he manages to rewrite the Constitution and get us into a 12-year deal because he's got the Republicans on his side. Oh, by the way, in case you're keeping score, Joe Lieberman came out of hibernation to endorse Susan Collins for re-election because we need a good Republican. She's a good bridge builder. Good bridge builder. She's going to do what she always does, he says. Yeah, right. Clasp her hands and rub her hands together and say she's concerned, because she's concerned about the Woodward tapes, too. It's nuts. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also open. But one thing you can do, you know, mitigate your own anxieties by getting involved with your own creativity and your own inner artist. Creativity can really help you do that. It is, in my opinion, the true fountain of youth. And folks are getting involved more and more, connecting with their inner artist or reconnecting there with the Inspiration to Action Challenge, our success story. Shout out today to Mark where's Mark? Windsor Lux, Connecticut, I believe, yes. He says he's been doing the challenge since quarantine. And by the way, I am free and clear from my job responsibilities. It's a mixed bag, as you might know, in terms of economics. But I've been doing the challenge, and it has helped inspire me and to think about a new future, because I have no choice. But this might give me some choice. Thank you. Well, you're very welcome, Mark. Hey, keep going. It's tough times for everybody, but it's a great way to look at it. You know, sometimes it's a backdoor way to get into something new that might actually be better for you. Keep going. Keep at it. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, has it worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. And you're also helping other folks get permission to dive into that creative well. You need a little help in the right direction? Let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one is on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, but either way, reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, or you can just Google the darn thing. While you're there, peruse my stories. We've got the Gordon Mystery. Some other goodies are available. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story, and Forgotten 45 requests. We do have social media connections and links to the podcast, one-stop shopping, at the website, amybetharkawy.com. And yeah, indeed, creativity is the fountain of youth. A septuagenarian known as the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, has some new music out, reunited with the E Street Band. Here's the latest, the first one to roll off. I don't know what the album is going to be called, forthcoming, but the new one is called Letter to You. It's pretty darn catchy. Give it a listen. Springsteen and his old compadres in the E Street Band on the Amy Beth Arquay Show.
page where the Jews and the Catholics and the Muslims all pray. I can tell them prodding from a mile away. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed indeed. Give me that old time religion. It's just what I need. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Go tell it on the mountain, go tell the real story. Tell it in that straightforward puritanical tone. In the mystic hours where the person's alone. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Godspeed. Up on the Bible, I proclaim a creed. Never pandered, never acted proud, never took off my shoes to move into the crowd. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, good night. Put a jewel in your crowd and I'll put out the light. Everything at me, everything in the book. I had nothing to fight with but a butcher's hook. They had no pity, they never lent a hand. I can't sing a song that I don't understand. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, good luck. I can't play the record cause my needle got stuck. Suits you well, I must confess. I break open your grapes, I suck out the juice. I need you, but my head needs a douche. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, and so long. I thought I could resist her, but I was so wrong. I'm just looking for the man. Came to see where he's lying in his lost land. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, and everything within you. Can't you hear me calling from down in Virginia?
Fountain of Youth is Creativity. There you have two. Bob Dylan, 79 years old, and new music from Rough and Rowdy Ways. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. And Bruce Springsteen, with his compadres in the E Street Band, forthcoming new album. I'm not sure the title of that one yet, but Letter to You is the first release so far, and it sounds good to me. How about you? Hey, welcome aboard the End of the Dark Week Show. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I know lots to talk about, lots to think about, but music always makes us feel better, doesn't it? Kind of revs you up, calms you down all at the same time. So that's why we play a generous portion of it, for sure. Weigh in anything, everything, Twitter, AB Rhymes, phone line 347-857-4505 for those tagging along for that live Sunday, September 13th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. Getting into September and thinking about voting, don't forget to have your vote plan ready. If you're voting by mail, apply for your absentee ballot ASAP. Fill it out as soon as you get it. And if you're voting in person, make a plan for that. Many states have early voting. And do it. You know, I've been doing some battleground calling in North Carolina so far for the Biden campaign. Encouraged, optimistically, cautiously optimistic about some of the responses. A lot of folks are very vehemently raring to go, anti-Trump, pro-Biden, etc. Some folks not so much. But people are having a plan. And that's very important. So get that plan together and do it as soon as you can. And because we got some crazy folks out there who are going along with the cult, regardless, every vote will count indeed. So do you think that the impeachment occupants' COVID confessions will make a dent in his so-called base? Weigh in. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Facebook page, Stephen says, the hatred that fuels the souls of the Trump cult is beyond reason or any hope of change. He represents the very worst of America, and sadly a good 40% of our citizens seem to feel the same. That is scary, Stephen, but I know what you're saying, and that's why I keep saying, fence sitters, the so-called progressive abstainers, you have no choice. We got to mobilize, vote for Biden, and then take it from there, because we got to really save this country. And I mean it. It sounds hyperbolic, but it's not if you look at what's happening. I mean, that's it. It's not hyperbolic when you look at what's happening. So Charlie says, really, I don't think it'll change, because the moment should have been the end of Trump's campaign and public life when he made fun of that disabled reporter. Yeah, there were so many times when you thought it was over, and it wasn't. And that's a problem. As Allison says, it's not going to change anybody. It's pretty scary stuff out there. That's why we've got to mobilize and get that vote plan. Get your fence sitters off the fence, as they say. Anybody else? A few folks chiming in about The Vow, the HBO documentary series. Snackdead says, the reason The Vow on HBO is so scary is because I've been to hundreds of team-building meetings that exactly work like that cult. Yeah, well, that is the whole idea of sleep deprivation. They change the temperature. They make the rooms very cold. They don't let you leave, go to the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. All these tactics that, to me, would be red flags. I'm not that kind of a joiner, and I don't think these things reach the end that you want them to. You have sort of this afterglow for a while. It's like a sugar high, but you have to keep going back and paying more money and maxing out your credit cards. Anybody that wants to max out your credit cards, that is a no-can-do. You think that would be bad. Denise says, you know, things are pretty bad when I'm watching a documentary about a messed-up pyramid-seamed sex cult on HBO. That's the way I can unwind. I hear you, Denise. I know what you're saying. It's pretty tough stuff. It's fascinating, but it's pretty scary how people are in, but we have a cult. The country is under this thrall, as Stephen said, about 40%, and that's why it's too close for comfort in the polls. But I think Joe Biden acquitted himself quite well this past week, and did so the week before in Kenosha, so we'll see what happens as he moves forward, Kamala Harris too, and everybody's worried about the debates. We'll see. They're talking about how crazy he is, how doddering he is, he's drooling. It'll be sort of like the Carter-Reagan situation where they made Reagan out to be old, crazy, and extreme, and he came out looking friendly and pretty sane and made some cogent comments, and then it was all over in his favor. So that may be the case for Biden, too. And by the way, I have a friend who's so worried about the debates, but my question is, Trump isn't a great debater. Trump lost the three debates with Hillary pretty much from what the polls indicated and what people said, but she cleaned his clock because he doesn't have a handle on issues. He's a fool. He's a ghoul. He lies. He's bombastic, and I guess the cult likes it, but I'm not so sure that the rest of the people do. But I also don't know that it matters, because he still eked out the victory via the Electoral College, of course, which here we go again with that. So it's going to be tough, and they're going to play some games. That's for sure. That is for sure. So projection deflection. He says the Democrats going when it's rigged. Wait till we start rigging it ourselves. That's what it's all about. Think about it. It's all a game, as my friend George says. Weigh in on the Invent Dark Commission.
Can't get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so
took my time.
'Cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away.
I heard a funny sound, took a look around, and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came, calling out my name, so I
know where to go.
Thinking.
Talking about the games people play. Joe South for Erica on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and same name, different song, Games People Play from the Spinners. The politics is what a game it is, indeed. Rolls on and on. By the way, Rudy G resurfaced, Rudy Giuliani yesterday, making the rounds because he's denying that he had some ties to this character that's been dubbed a Russian agent. I had dealings, but not really dealings. How would I know? Batman has become a character of himself in a way that is just, the circus just rolls on and on, indeed. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, September 13th show. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. If you miss any, want to hear them again, don't forget to follow the Into the Dark Show wherever you get your podcasts. You can also be on a listen for select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amy@arcoe.com. Let's connect via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes, and our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. So thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters. And thank you for joining us. Don't forget to drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. We'll leave you with one from the Chicks. This one applies to a lot of folks, especially the rogue occupant. He's a real gaslighter. Take care. I love you all.
See, Mr. Potato Head has a car and boat trailer, and there's a shopping trailer for his wife.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me.
Gaslighter, denier, doing anything to get your ass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
Broke me, yeah, I'm broken. You still thought.